Hey, Elul. Thursday, the 23rd of August. Rabbi Yisroel Meir Greenberg. Loi Sikach Shoichat.
Good morning. This week's parsha starts Shoichim v'Shoichim Titan Mechob Chol Sharecho. Asher Hashem Lekecho Nesin Lechol Lishvotecho V'Shoftu Esau Mishpat Tzedek. It's well known that Kadmoin and the Shlok quotes it here in this week's Seder. Shaytim v'shaytim titin l'cho b'chol shorecho is not particularly talking to a judge or a dayan. Shaytim v'shaytim titin l'cho. Each person has an obligation to place upon himself. Shaytim v'shaytim is referring to every member of Klal Yisrael, and every member of Klal Yisrael is a shaytim. Every member of Klal Yisrael is a shaytim in his own life. He's a judge. He has to monitor himself. Titin l'cho b'chol shorecho on the shorim of the gates of a person. Different kadmonim translate that in slightly different ways. The pasuk then carries on and says, "Lesate mishpat, lesake ponim, lesikach sheichad." Lesate mishpat means don't pervert the course of justice. Lesake ponim, don't show any favoritism. Lesikach sheichad, do not take bribes. Ki asheichad ye'ave eni chachomim yisalif devit tzadikim. I'd like to focus today for a few minutes that we have, on this love of lesikach sheichad. It's a love which seems to be pertinent particularly only to judges, to dayanim. We'll see that it's perhaps a little bit broader than that. Try and understand the background to the love of the Sikach Sheikhad, the amkus of the love of the Sikach Sheikhad, and see if we can, each one of us in our own personal lives, somehow or other, be affected by this love. The Sikach Sheikhad, the love of the Sikach Sheikhad. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch starts off in Siman Tes, in Chesh Mishpat. Ma'od ma'od, sorry, Chadayin Nizoya. Dayan has to be extremely, extremely careful when it comes to the love of the Sikach Sheikhad. Not to take bribes. Ma'od ma'od is a terminology which isn't used often in the Shulchan Aruch. Ma'od ma'od. The Mishnah says, Ma'od ma'od hevish fal ruach. Ma'od ma'od, when the Tana wants to make a point of how important and how serious a certain midah is, he says, Ma'od ma'od. That's an ikkah. That's something which is vital in the life of every person. Ma'od ma'od hevish fal ruach. So the Mechaber uses the same terminology when he refers to the halachas of the Sikach Sheikhad. Ma'od ma'od. Says a Mechaber, a dayan has to be extremely careful not to take bribes in any shape or form. We find the Mechaber in Hilchos Ribbis. Again, we know the Ribbis is one of the most difficult halachas for a person to fulfill. Ma'id, ma'id, says a Mechaber, a person has to be careful when it comes to the taking Ribbis, taking interest. We find again in Evan Ezra, in Simcha Falev, where the Mechaber is talking about the mitzvah, the halacha of l'hisrachik min ha'royos, to keep distance, keep oneself as far away as possible from our royas. Again, says the Mechaber, Sar chayv adam nisrachik min hanashim ma'od ma'od. Nisrachik min hanashim ma'od ma'od. And the Sma in Hilchos Chesh Mishpat points out, doesn't quote the Pasuk, but it's based on the Pasuk. It says the Pasuk in Mishnah, Shlomo HaMelech says, Nafshei shel adam, gezel v'arayis, nafshei shel adam mischamed u'mitavlehem. Gezel v'arayis, nafshei shel adam mischamed u'mitavlehem. Meaning there's a teva which is inbuilt within a person to want to take money and to want to be in some or other affected by the pasha of arayis. Ma'od ma'od, whenever there's a nafshei shel adam mischamed u'mitavleh, and a person naturally has an inclination to want to take money, we are takers, that's who we are. A person has a natural inclination towards arayis, then the wording of the Mechaber is ma'od ma'od. Have his oil. Be careful, extremely careful. So when it comes to the issa of taking bribes, a dayan to take bribes, ma'od ma'od, gezel, taking money, all of us want to have money, all of us want easy forms of earning money. There's no easier form of earning money than taking a bribe. A bribe comes in all forms and shapes. Taking a bribe, ma'od ma'od, sorry for dayan his oil. So Mechaber, you've got to be extremely careful, extremely careful. The Gemara in Sanhedrin actually spreads the halacha of the love of the Sikach Sheikhad to not just to dayanim, but to all people who are in any position of power over Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells us of an incident, the Bar Choma Kotal Nasha. There was a gentleman called Bar Choma who killed. He killed someone, or supposedly have killed someone. Amale Reish Kelusa L'Rab Abba. So the Reish Kelusa said to Rab Abba, he said to him, Lich hiyuhu le'enei. Blind him. Rashi has three opinions, whether it means literally, it should literally blind him, or it doesn't mean literally they should blind him, it's to be taken figuratively, but lichyuhu le'enei. And Rashi points out, how on earth does the Reish Kelusa have the right to punish a man who killed? We're after the time when there was Sanhedrin, there was no Sanhedrin, we were not judging Dinei Nefashos, we didn't have the right to judge Dinei Nefashos, so what right did this Reish Kelusa have to judge this Bar Choma with such a severe punishment? And Rashi says, We're talking about here, it was a knas. It was nothing more than a knas. It was the Rish Kalusa, the head of Golos, the head of Bovel. He had the ability to pass judgment, to pass laws. It wasn't Mehilchus Basin. He was not a judge. He was not a dayan. He had no rights midin Basin. But he had the ability in his capacity as Rish Kalusa, as being the leader of the Golos, as being leader of the society of the time. He had the capacity to pass knasos, fines. And here he felt there was such a severe crime that had been perpetrated. He killed someone. He has to be punished so severely that he's got to be blinded. And so the Gemara then continues. They brought two witnesses. Did he kill? Did he not kill? And the Gemara tells us a long Gemara in Arichas Gadol that Rapapi managed to prove that these two witnesses were not kosher witnesses. He proved up Halacha that these two witnesses were not kosher witnesses, and he saved Bachomer from this terrible, terrible punishment that he was about to receive. The Gemara finishes off and says, "Come Bachomer, Nashke Akari." Bachomer got up, Nashke Akari, he kissed this Rapapi, the Kible Lekarge Lekulishame, and he accepted upon himself, "I'm going to pay your taxes for the next year." "I'm going to pay your taxes next year." He wanted to show his Akoros HaTov to Rapapi for sparing him, for managing to persuade the Rish Kalusa that he perhaps isn't the man who killed. "Come, Bachomer Nashke Akari, the Kible Lekarge Lekulishame." So the Rosh in Sanhedrin asks, "How can you do that? We have a halacha. One of the halachas of Lesikach Sheikhat is you may not take Sheikhat, even Sheikhat Mu'ucha. I may not take a bribe. I'm a dying, I'm sitting down, I'm judging a judgment, and I pass judgment. Reuven's chayav, Shimon's potter. Reuven owes Shimon £1,000. Comes along Reuven, Shimon a week later, and he goes, gives me a present. May I take it, may I not take it?" So the Gemara, "You can't." So the halacha is Sheikhat Mu'ucheres, like Ribis Mu'ucheres, is also forbidden. Forbidden. So the Rosh asks, "How on earth could Rapapi accept this present of having his taxes paid? Now, if anybody offered me to pay my taxes for you, I'll take it straight away." How did he accept this present of having his taxes paid for a whole year? For a whole year. It's L'shikach Sheikhat. L'shikach Sheikhat. So the Rosh says, halacha is that Talmud Chacham is anyway potter from taxes. He didn't really gain. He didn't really receive a present. Says a Bipula Charifta. Says a Bipula Charifta here on this Rosh. This is an unbelievable Chiddush. What's going on here? He says, There's no Beis Din. Based on after Paschal Din in the Poshes. It's a Rish Kalusa in his capacity as the leader of Kali's role. He had the right to pass judgment over to keep control. Every Zayin Tuveyeh, they come to a shul, the Zayin Tuveyeh, and they make judgments. They have to, in order to keep society running in a normal form. You have to pass judgments. Rish Kalusa passed a judgment. This gentleman has to have his eyes blinded. But it's not a dayan. It's not a psak of a Beis Din. What's the Rosh's kasha of a Sikach Sheikha? Says the Pepula Charifta, and the Orch HaShulchan passing about this halacha lemaisa, we see from this story, this incident in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that the halacha of a Sikach Sheikha is not specific to a Beis Din. It's not specific to a dayan. It spreads to any member who's in a position of power who makes judgments regarding another person. The Sikach Sheikha is a lav referring to any person in power. Resh Kalusa, a dayan primarily. A Resh Kalusa, any askan, any person in a position of power, any rov, any person who's in a position where he's going to pass judgment between A and B, then there's a halacha of l'sikach sheikhat. L'sikach sheikhat means do not take bribes. And the Machaber says, ma'od, sorech nizoy. Ma'od. The Biki Yosef in Shulchan Aruch discusses, there's many people who are Mahana Tamid Chachamim. They want to be Mahana Tamid Chachamim. They want to be able to be Talamahana Tamid Chachamim is a tremendous chus. They want to benefit from Tamid Chachamim, so they give them presents, some support them, etc. Does that mean they're now possible to be brought in front of a judgment in front of these Tamid Chachamim? And he discusses it at length, and he quotes the Masham and others. Masham quotes and others that that's called Sheikhat. If a Tamid Chachamim receives a present from a member of his community, or a member of the environment around him, somebody he knows, a friend of his, he has no right now to sit in judgment with regard to this person. And if that's the case, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it's not only a judge of judgment, it's any type of political power, then any favor that any Talmud Chacham, any Rav, any Askan has ever received, that now disqualifies him from passing judgment with regards to any area of him and another person. The Sikach Sheikhat. Sheikhat is such a terrible thing. We have to be extremely careful. Each one of us, most of us are in some area of our lives in a position of power. And we pass judgments. Should we fire him? Should we employ him? There's an argument within a business. L'shtika shechad. One's going to be so careful. L'shtika shechad. L'shtika shechad is not specific to a dime. It's to any person who's in an area of a position of power. The severity of l'shtika shechad we find clearly in the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Teshuva the five things where a person is not able to do teshuva. He's not able to do teshuva. There's chamisha dvarim. There's five things where a person cannot do teshuva. And the last one, says Rambam, is l'kichas shechad. If a person takes bribery, he takes shechad. It's not possible for him to do teshuva. The Rambam says, you know why? Because Shechad has legs. It spreads. There's no end to it. There's no end to it. You have no idea where your Shechad, where your bribery has led you to. Exactly how to understand the Rambam is not clear. Doesn't mean because we don't know the severity of his judgment. We don't know the effects of his judgment. He's judged A. Chayev and B. Potter. We don't know the effects of that. Is it because other Dayanim will see? You see a Bechosh Vedayan, he's Paskin in such a scenario, such and such. So other Dayanim will follow, right? We now have a Messiah, such and such. It could go on for generations, your psak could go on for many, many generations. We don't know the effects of your judgment. Therefore, it's not possible to do tshuva. You can't do tshuva on an avera where you don't have a full understanding of the severity of the avera. If you don't fully appreciate where the avera has taken you, or the world, or Kali Yisrael to, then you can't do tshuva. You can't do tshuva. Therefore, says Rambam, one of the things that the person cannot do tshuva on, it's not possible to do tshuva, is on the lab of l'sika shechad. L'sika shechad, bribery is ma'ave eni chachamim, misalit evi tzadikim. It completely blinds us. We have no idea as to where and when this bribery has stretched to. Not possible to do tshuva. That's the severity of the aveira of l'sika shechad. But in fact, the Gemara says even more than that. Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, an unbelievable piece of Gemara. Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, im ra'isav doish shetzoris bor malim. If you see a generation which is full of troubles, and perhaps today's generation is full of troubles, find me a generation which is not full of troubles. Im ra'isav doish shetzoris bor malim, says the Gemara, go and check out the Dayanim. Go and check out the Dayanim. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, says, you know why? Because the Dayanim are taking bribery, and they're not judging properly, and that's why there's a doish full of tzoris. Very full of tzoris, because the Dayanim are not judging properly, because of the Sikach Shechad. The severity of the Sikach Shechad is such, not only that the Dayan himself is not able to do tshuva, but it affects the whole generation. We'll come back to what you're thinking about in a moment. If you find a generation where the tzoris, go look at the leaders. And leaders doesn't mean Dayanim, it doesn't particularly mean Rabbanim. It means that any person in any position of power who's not judging favorably, is not judging fairly, is judging purely through the eyes of someone who's taken bribery and corruption. And bribery and corruption is corrupt. The world is corrupt all over. Just look at the parliament, look everywhere. Bribery and corruption is absolutely part and parcel of our life. Go out, have a look at the Dayanim, says the Gemara, because Shechad is the cause of all the tzoris that takes place in the world. Im re'isa doish yesh lem tzoris. The cause is Shechad. And unbelievable, why is Shechad so severe? What is the severity of Shechad that im re'isa doish, you find a generation, yesh lem tzoris, you can blame it on Shechad, you can blame it on bribery and corruption. Yes, Gzela, people steal. We find people who steal. We find people who has run for entire riots. But we don't find, in Re'isa Doish Yesh Lem Tzoris, blame it on the stealing. What's corruption? What's bribing corruption? It's just another form of stealing. What have I done wrong? What did I do wrong? It's another form of stealing. I took, with permission, he gave it to me, and I caused somebody to lose and somebody else to gain. Why is that worse than me going into somebody else's house, opening up the silver cabinet, taking out the silver and walking off with it? Why am I worse off? Why is that such a severe avera? L'sikach sheichat. It's such a severe avera that im ra'isa doish, you find a generation, shetzoris bor malim, go out and check out the Dayanim. Go out, check out the leaders. Go out and check out those who are passing judgment. See if they are taking bribery and their judgment is corrupt. Unbelievable. The severity of Shechad seems to be an integral part of a dime, but not only that, an integral part of our everyday life. What lies behind the love of Isika Shechad? Why is it so severe? Why is the punishment, the Re'isa Doish Yesh B'Shetzoris Bor Malim, that the cause of it is Shechad? The Gemara Subas tells us that the love of Shechad stretches even more than that. In fact, Rashi really points it out in this week's Sedra. Rashi says, so Rashi really asks a question. He doesn't pose it as a question. Rashi says, Lo sikach sheichat afilu lishpoit tzedek, even to judge a righteous judgment, means that you have no intention to distort the course of justice. You have full focus and you intend to be mechayev the mechayev and be meritous to the one who's zakai, the one who's really correct in judgment. But yet, Lo sikach sheichat. And Rashi is really asking a question, why do I need a love of Lo sikach sheichat? If the problem of Lo sikach sheichat is because sheichat, bribery, is something which is going to distort. At the end of the day, negiyus is part and parcel of our life. So negiyus is going to inevitably force you to make a mistake in judgment, and that's already lo sata mishpat. I don't need a new lava lo sikach shechad. Why do I need a new lava lo sikach shechad? Lo sata mishpat. If shechad inevitably forces me to make a mistake, I can't see clearly. I'm going to open my Mishulchan Aruch. I'm not going to read the words properly. I'm going to see the shach. I'm going to see the taz or the smile, whatever it may be. The Morgan of Brahman. I'm going to make a mistake. You know why I'm going to make a mistake? Because I took bribery and corruption. Then that's lo sata mishpat. I don't need a new lava lo sikach shechad. Why do I need a new lava? Says Rashi, no, you misunderstood the lava. The lava of Lishtikach Shecha, says Rashi from the Sefri, and we'll quote the Gemara in a moment, says Rashi is afilu lishpoit tzedek. Even if I'm going to judge righteously, I'm taking bribes, and I'm taking money, the Baal Din comes in, and he hands me a little envelope under the desk. Fine, thank you very much. I've got what to make my Pesach with now. But, and I'm going to judge. I'm going to put my mind on everything. I'm going to focus. I'm going to get this judgment 100% right. I've been over the lab of Sikach Sheikhad. And not only have I been over the lab of Sikach Sheikhad, in Ra'isa Doishet Tzoris Boris Arein, it's because I took that money under that table, though I did nothing wrong. The judgment was perfect. I haven't even caused Reuven to lose and Shimon to gain incorrectly. But I was over the lab of Sikach Sheikhad. And some Mefurash Gemara, Rashi quotes the Sifri, some Mefurash Gemara in Ksubas. Gemara in Ksubas in Daf Kufay says, Gemara tells us again a story of a dayan, Karna, who was a dayan, have a shokel istiria. He used to take a coin. Rashi says an istiria is a mois. Ministeria is a seller. You take a seller. Says right, good morning. Karna shokel istir mizakoi v'istir michayev. You used to come to him for basin. You say to him, right, thank you, Mr. Reuven, give me a seller. Shimon, give me a seller. And then he would judge. And he would judge. The Gemara asks, what's going on? V'don nudina. Say the Gemara v'heched abed hachi v'chsev v'sheichad v'sikach. How can he take bribes? How can he take bribery? V'sheichad v'sikach. So Gemara says, v'chitem, are you going to tell me hani meli heched olay shakim mitavayu? Dilma osilat slu yedina. Karna kim the shakim mitavayu le osilat slu yedina. You're going to tell me the whole reasoning behind v'sikach shechad is only because if you take from one, you might pervert the course of justice. You might pervert exactly what the outcome of this din is. But here he took from both. He took a seller from both parties. There's no risk here of Karna making a mistake in halacha. He's not going to favoritism. There's going to be no favoritism for one over the other. They both gave him the same seller. They both enabled him to make a Shabbos. They both gave him the ability to make Pesach. There's no more favoritism of one over the other. So why? What, maybe there's no lav l'sikach shecha. I said, Gemara, no. That's also our son. Gemara brings a proof. The Tanya, the Sheikh, the Sikach Mata, Meloma, in the Lamish, the Zakis, the Chayb, the Chayb, the Zakar, the Kvanem, the Satam Ishbot. And the Philo, the Zakis, the Zakar, the Chayb, the Chayb, the Sheikh, the Sikach. More answers, Hani Mili, the Shaku Betes, Sheikh, the Kana Betes, Igra, have a Shaku. Kana didn't take it in the form of bribery, took it in the form of payment. I need payment for Tircha. Payment is permitted. Payment for Schabitl, payment for Tircha is permitted. Sheikhad is forbidden. But again, we see clearly from the Gemara, Sheikhad is forbidden even when you're taking identical money from both parties. Both parties come in, they both put the same envelope with the same amount of money inside on the table. You are over the lav l'sticka Sheikhad, and not only are you over the lav l'sticka Sheikhad, it you are the cause for the sorrows of that generation, because you have taken bribes. What's he done wrong? What's he done wrong? So the Prisha explains as follows. Says the Prisha, a dayan has to judge purely through the eyes of Torah. The moment there's something else involved in his judgment, that judgment is possible. L'sikach sheikhad means if you take bribes, if I take money from either party, from both parties, it makes no difference, then my judgment is not a judgment purely through the eyes of Torah. It's a judgment with some other ingredient, some other interest there. That interest is the money, then that dying is possible. That's what the law of l'sikach sheikhad. It's such a severe law because I didn't judge anything wrong. I did everything right. I passed in exactly as the Torah said I should pass in. But my motive was something else. My motive was the finances. My motive was the money. That's where you go to Sikach Sheikhad. I haven't perverted the course of justice at all. But my motive in my psak was outside of pure Torah. If my motive is outside of pure Torah, that is the love of Sikach Sheikhad. That really needs an understanding, because the Torah doesn't seem to say that. The Torah says, Ki Hashekhad Yi'ava Enisach Chachomim Yisalit Devi Sadikim. What is going on here? That's how do we understand the love of Sheikhad. I want to share with you a Chazanish, an unbelievable Chazanish. The Chazanish himself is difficult to understand, but with Rav Hutner has an Arichas Gadol in his Sefer in Pachad Yitzchak and Mosei on Shavuos, and Arichas Gadol to explain this Chazanish. I want to share with you this Chazanish, a phenomenal piece of Chazanish. Chazanish in his Sefer Munah B'Tochen goes through different ills of society. One of the things that he discusses at length is what perhaps was being alluded to previously, is what he calls Oijesh Chayla, Oijesh Ro Chayla, another evil sickness which is around this society. And he talks about the parasha of Emunas Chachamim, trusting Rabbonim, trusting Gedolim. Naturally, we're all in the same boat, each one of us is in the same boat. You know, naturally you have a Rav, you have a Godel Atayah, somebody who passes judgment, somebody who makes rules and regulations. The natural instinct of a person is to turn around and say, he's biased, he favours, he's got, you know, he's his right-hand man, this gentleman over here is, and he's not altruistic, Says that the Chaznish, that's a raw chayla, that's a terrible evil, because you've destroyed the whole fabric of Kal Yisrael. You've destroyed the whole basis of what Kal Yisrael is based on, and that's on trusting Chachamim, trusting Gedolim. Says the Chaznish, there is no such thing as a man, a Godel, a Talmud Chacham, being perverted because of Negius. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that Negius affects the judgment of a Rav, a judgment of a Godel, a judgment of a Dayan. We don't find such a thing. And he says, and they quote the Gemara, he says, these people who say, yes, Negius can affect the judgment of an Adon Godel, they quote a Gemara, and a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, the Gemara says that when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, that somebody, a Melech and the Kohen Godel may not sit on the judgment of Kiddush HaChodesh. And why? Because they have a personal interest as to when the years, how the years should play out. They don't want it too cold, they don't want it too hot. They have a personal interest. So we see that we're talking about the Melech, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. They have a personal interest that already ruins, that destroys their ability to sit on the din of Kiddush HaChodesh. Me'iba HaShonah. They cannot be Me'aba HaShonah because they have a personal interest. So we see personal interest does affect the judgment of Melech, the judgment of a Melech, the judgment of a Kohen Gadol. We're talking about the judgment of Gedolei Yisrael. We see Negius does affect. And therefore they say, therefore when you have a Godel, you have a Rav, he passes judgment, he makes rules and regulations, he favors one school, favors one side, favors the other side. Very easily to dismiss the judgment, to dismiss the Psak and dismiss the Godel. Why? Negius. And if we think it through, perhaps they're right. Why are they wrong? We all have in-person interest. Negius is something which affects our life on a day-to-day basis. Our life is almost dictated by our negius. So why can't we turn around and say that the Gedolei Yisrael, maybe they will have negius. And Mefurshe Gemara, Melech Kohen Gadol, Mefurshe Gemara. So the Chaznish, you've made a fundamental mistake. If you follow in that vein of thought, you've completely destroyed the fabric of Kal Yisrael. You've destroyed what Kal Yisrael is based on. Amunas Chachamim. There is no such thing as a Chacham. There's no such thing as a Gadol. There's no such thing as a Melech. No such thing as a Kohen Gadol. Ever coming with a Psak which is fraught with Negius. No such thing. Negius does not. Atam Chacham is somebody who's Dabur Keterah. He is not affected by Negius one iota. But yet, what do we do with the Gemara with Ibrah Hashanah? What do we do with the Lav, the Pasuk, Kashechad? Kashechad Yav Eini Chachamim. We saw it Debi Sadikim. The Chayes is the Chazish, I'm wrong. There's a Mefurish Pasuk. Kashechad Yav Eini Chachamim. We saw it Debi Sadikim. So I'll read you out the few words of the Chazanish. If I can find them. The Umnam, Hashechad Inyan Miyuchad, says the Chazanish, Sheikhad is partially in its own right. It's its own subject, completely removed from the parsha of Negiz, per se. Buhu, Kim Mekach Sheikhad Huminagnuyos Pamuchlet. Taking bribery is one of the most despicable things a person can do. Shatiria Teobosoi, the Teria completely despised it. Umbeikvay Besoit Kitis and the Foshis, Lab Enichachomim, the Salif Mishpot. It has the ability to completely distort the eyes of the wise and to pervert the course of justice. Ubi Yesh Omrish Istakla Kishbrok Bateria Borah Ilomit. Because like Kishbrok said, Istakla Teria, Chazal tell us, Istakla Beraisa Borah Alma, Kishbrok looked in the Teria, and it's the Teria that causes the fabric of society. It's the Teria that created the world. The Teria is the blueprint, but not just the blueprint. The Teria is the very essence of everything that takes place in the world. And since the Teria says, Chayva Teria Kayach Beshechad Lave Lasalif, Ula Hazili Rechamenos, since the Teria says, don't take Sheikhad. And if you do take Sheikhad, it's going to be Ma'aba. It's going to blind the Chachamim. Therefore, it will blind the Chachamim. Meaning that in real nature, in the nature of things, a Chacham is above and beyond the worries of Negius. He's not going to be worried. He's not going to be perverted. His train of thought is not going to be in any way affected by Negius. Doesn't exist. Sheikhad is something different. Where does Sheikhad apply? Sheikhad applies only in the Pasha of Mishpat. Whenever there's a Mishpat, then there's a Pasha of Sheikhad. When there's no Mishpat, there's no Pasha of Sheikhad. Why is Sheikhad Ma'av Eini Chachamim? Because the Torah said so. Without the Gzeis HaKosova, Ki HaSheikhad Yav Eini Chachamim, there will be no Sheikhad which is Ma'av Eini Chachamim. Where there's no Pasha of Ki HaSheikhad Yav Eini Chachamim, then we're not affected by Sheikhad. The Chacham is not affected by Shechet. If a Gadol Bishol comes out with a statement, and that statement is pure, that statement is without any negis whatsoever, because he's dovuk to the Rebbe Shalom, he's an Oved Hashem, there's no worry that his statement is ever, and if you ever come along and say his statement is tainted with bias, you'll be an Okev on his Chachamim. There's a pass in the Torah of Shechet, where the Torah says, L'shikach Shechet in Mishpat. Then, because the Torah says, L'shikach Shechet, Ki Ashechet Yave, by taking Shechet, automatically the Chum will lose their ability to judge correctly, and there'll be Misalat Yisrael, and the judgment will be perverted. The perversion of the judgment is not because of the natural negias. No. You can give me £1,000,000, I will not change the course of judgment. I'll be doubled. I'll be exactly as it should be. But the Torah says, L'shikach Shechet, and therefore, there's a risk. Because the Torah said so, it will pervert the cause of justice. Outside of a mishpat, when you're not in the pash of mishpat, of judgment, there's no worry of shechat. There's no worry of bias distorting the views and the opinions of a gadol. Shechat is particularly shechat in the pash of mishpat. There's a pash of shechat. Shechat is what causes this distortion. Only shechat. And the Hutton explains as follows. He says, he bases it on the morale. We have a halacha in the Torah, v'alachta b'drachov. You're mechuyev to follow in the footsteps of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ma'u rachum, afata rachum. Ma'u chamum, afata chamum. You've got to follow in the footsteps of the Rebbeinu Shalom. But we don't find anywhere, that the Torah tells us follow in the footsteps of the Rebbeinu Shalom with regards to judgment. He judges correctly, you judge correctly. We don't find such a thing. Says the Rebbeinu, an unbelievable thing. He says, the Havama, the truth is, says the Maral, you know why? Ma'u rachum, afata rachum. Ma'u chamum, afata chamum. But not in judgment. Because Rebbeinu Shalom created us to be Elohim for people. But we have no right to decide the fate of another person. What right do I have to sit down and say you owe him money? What right do I have to decide that you are Chayiv Misa Chasashon? You're Chayiv Malkus. Who am I? What rights do I have? I have no rights over another person. I have no ability to make a judgment with regards to another person. When I make a judgment with regards to another person, what rights do I have to interfere in his life? In my life, ma'u racham avata racham. Vereshem's a racham. I've got to control my life. I've got to run my own personal life in the exact same form in the derech of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. V'alach v'bedrochov. But how do I have ability to pass judgment on another person? Says the Maral, that's the kiyam mishpat the kimhu. Judgment is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Do you know what the power of a dayan is? Do you know what the power of somebody who is in a position of authority to pass judgment? Only as a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. He has the right to do the shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Outside of that shlichus, he has no right to pass any judgment on another person. The moment you are moved away from the shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, then you are not. You have no right. You have no right to pass judgment. Eilam ishvatim shetasim nifneim. Says Rashi, Eilam ishvatim shetasim nifneim lo nifnei yidei kechavim. You have no right to go to a non-Jewish court. Why do I not have a right to go to a non-Jewish court? Says Rashi, because by going to a non-Jewish court, you are giving favoritism to their gods. Why am I giving favor to their gods? We're talking about, Rashi said, talking about whether we know they're going to judge in the exact same form as we're going to judge. Their psak, the judgment which is going to be passed down by judge, whatever his name is going to be the exact same judgment as you go to a Beis Din. But by going to a non-Jewish court, you are giving favoritism, you're showing ilu yir asam. You're showing that you prefer their gods to your gods. Why am I showing you prefer their gods to your gods? Said Rodna, that's pshat. Because judgment, I have no right to judge you. I have no right to pass judgment on another person. None of us have the ability and the right to pass judgment on another person. All we have a right to be is a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. If I follow in the footsteps of the Rebbeinu Shleilam and I listen to Torah and I pass down the psak of Torah, purely the psak of Torah, then I have a right to be the shliach of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The moment I move away from that and I go to a non-Jewish court, a non-Jewish judge is not a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The moment I move away from that, then I'm saying I don't want the Rebbeinu Shleilam's judgment. I prefer their God's judgment. That's ililir osam. A distortion of a psak in Beis Din is not a distortion of the psak per se. That's not what bothers us. Do you know what bothers us? That you're not doing the shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You have no right to do anything else but the shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. If you don't follow in the course of a psak din the way it has to be followed, then you have distorted your shlichus. Then you have no right to pass judgment. Lo sikach sheichat, says the Torah. You have no right to take bribery. Bribery and corruption is completely forbidden, says a preacher, even if you take from both sides. Why? Because there's an ulterior motive to your psak. You're not passing wrong. Your psak is perfect. Zakai, chayev is chayev. You've not distorted the judgment. But what you have done is, you've brought in another ingredient into the judgment itself. You are not now a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You're judging for your own sake, because you want that money. Then you have no right to judge. You have no right to judge. L'sikach sheichat means you may only take money. You may only judge if you are a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. If you're not a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, you may not take. In mishpat, there's a halacha of l'sikach sheichat. If I'm running my own life, If I'm telling you that such thing is permitted, such thing is also, that's not mishpat. There's no worries of bias. We have no worries of bias. A God will be strong, will never be biased. A Talmud Chacham will never be biased. His psak, what he says, is true. It's true without any bias, without any negiyos. We have to listen to him. That's the Yisod of Emunas Chachamim. In Mishpat there's a halacha of Sheichad. And once there's a halacha of Sheichad, then if I don't paskin, then I'm not a shlech of the Beis Shalom, then I'm, my mind is, who am I? If I'm not a shlech of the Beis Shalom, then I'm nothing. If I'm a nothing, then automatically my Chachma is not Chachma, it's the sort of Sheikhat is, I must be a Shlech of the Rishnama no more. I just want to finish up a little bit, don't mind if I go a couple of minutes late. There's a beautiful Tshuva in Chavis Yoy. An unbelievable Tshuva in Chavis Yoy, where he quotes from his brother-in-law, somebody called Yitzchik, he was a Rav in Mannheim. He was dying in Mannheim, he was a Rav in Mannheim, and Karl Ludwig was very, very close to him. He used to come in and he used to discuss intellectual discussions regularly. He once came in to me and said, Rav Yitzchik, he said, I have a complaint against you. He said, between me and you, you know and I know, that our court system is completely fraught with corruption. So every time a Jew comes in front of a judge, what does he do? Pulls out a wad of money, hands it to him behind the counter, and that's the end of the judgment. He says, I don't understand. First of all, why aren't you getting up and shouting? Why aren't you getting up and screaming? Why aren't you stopping this corruption? He said, it's rife all over the place. You know it and I know it. And not only that, it's a lav natoira, sikach shechat. A sikach shechat. So this Rav Yitzchik turned around and he said to Karl, you're 100% right. I'm a little bit of a pickle, I have a problem. What do you want me to do? Get up and shout? If I knew who these people who were paying these judges were, of course I would call them in. But I don't know who they are. You know yourself. You don't know who they are. If you knew who they are, you would also call them into judgment. I don't know who they are. Can I get up and shout the Shubha Drosha and give an announcement? You know, you mustn't give bribery and corruption to the judges. You'll have me in for treason. I'm publicizing that the judges and the court system in your country is fraught with corruption. I can't do that. So I'm stuck. You ask me, why do Jews do it? I'll give you three reasons why we do it. I'll give you three reasons, he says. First reason is because we don't give bribery because we want them to distort the course of justice. I know that I'm innocent. That guy over there, he's trying to honor me. I know I'm innocent. The judge doesn't know I'm innocent, so I give the judge money. That way the judgment will end up like me. I'm innocent. I'm totally innocent. At least I'll get the result, which is true. I'm getting a true result. Secondly, he says, why do we give bribes? Not because we want the judge to distort the judgment, because we're worried that the other side is also going to give a bribe. So we know that so-and-so is going to come and give a bribe, so I give a bribe as well, at least we'll equal it out again, and I'll get a fair judgment. Thirdly, he said, let's be honest, he said, Carl, let's be honest, let's be 100% honest. If I go to in front of a non-Jewish judge, and I have a judgment against another non-Jew, who is he going to side with? He's going to side with the non-Jew. It's natural for him to side with the non-Jew. So all we want to do is just rebalance the judge's perception of who we are. I give him a bit of money, and it's equal. The Chavis Yoy then discusses at length, is it mutter, is it osur? And he says, if we're talking about giving the judge money so that he should judge fairly, then that's 100% mutter. 100% mutter. No issur. The Achrayim will ask, the Ramban in Bereishis, in the story of Dina, when in Shechem, when they killed all the Shechem, he talks about the halachas of Dina for a non-Jew. He quotes Rishami, the Rishami says in the first, it's also for a goy to take Shechem. Also for a goy to take Shechem. Also for a judge, a goy to take Shechem. If he does, he's Chai Misa. So how can the Chavis Yoy say it's Muta? So the Achrayim say no, the Shechem Meshav and others say there's a big difference. The Ramban's talking about, the Rishami's talking about to give a bribe, and the non-Jew should take a bribe where he's going to distort the course of justice. That's forbidden in the Chai Misa. But to give a bribe to a non-Jew who's going to judge correctly, that's fine. That's not like sikach shechat. So there's a fundamental difference between a judgment in a beis din and a judgment in a goy. A goy, you can give him a bribe if you're not intending to distort the truth of the judgment. But a non-Jew, you can't. A filah lishpoit tzedek, you can't. Why? And the answer is poshut.
A Jew, you can't.
Yeah, a filah lishpoit tzedek. What's the difference? Why is Jews worse? And the answer is very poshut. A non-Jew is a judge. He's not judging as a shliach of the Rishon Lezion. He's just judging. He's judging as a bin Mechaberi. He's trying to keep society running in a normal form. There's no issur sheichat. Like we find that they even judge relatives. We find the judge will judge relatives. They're not worried about negiyos. There's no halacha of a sikach sheichat. Distort judgment? That's halacha of dinim. A non-Jew may not distort the judgment. A non-Jewish judge may not distort the course of justice. That goes against halacha of dinim. But sheikhat, there's no pasha sheikhat to a non-Jew. To a Jew, there's a pasha sheikhat. To a Jew, there's a pasha sheikhat, because a Jew can only be a shliach of the Rishon Lezion. The moment there's another interest and another motive to the judge, to judge, and he's not shliach of the Rishon Lezion anymore. He's judging for an ulterior motive. that loses his right to judge. If he loses his right to judge, he says, a Torah, I will show you. If you're not my Shliach, then your Chochmah won't be Chochmah, and your ability to perceive what's going on in reality will be completely blinded. That's the background to the law of Sheikha. How does it affect each one of us on a daily basis? And the answer is very simple. In truth, each one of us is a Shepherd every single day of our lives. At home, at work, we are a Shepherd. We are passing judgments every single day of our lives. Every single day of our life. We've got to realize that in order to be a true judge, in order to be able to pass judgments on our children, to pass judgments on society, to pass judgments on others, we can only do it if we're Shlech of the Rosh Lechem. The remez for Elul, one of the remez for Elul is, it says, V'loi anachnu. We say every day in Mizmor L'Seder, the V'loi anachnu. And it's a Greek siv. V'loi anachnu, not us, or V'loi anachnu. To him, anachnu us. V'loi with a vav. If you take the V'loi with an aleph and the V'loi with a vav, says Sfasemis, as much as we are V'loi anachnu, as much as we are not us, we are V'loi anachnu, we are to him. If we run our lives with V'loi anachnu, we run our lives realizing that we ourselves, we're insignificant, as we may only be the loya nachnu, we have only the ability to pass judgment when we are the shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom, then we understand what the concept of Elul is, then we understand what the build-up to Rosh Hashanah is. That's what the Torah tells us, sheitim, sheitim, titin, l'cha. Each one of us, sheichad, is the key to successful judgment, because we have to be a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom. If we're a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom, then we'll pass judgment correctly. If we're a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we'll be zeicher to come to Rosh Hashanah, to have a ksivach simateva, and a year of only good, Be'ez Hashem.